Now let me introduce you, the three young men.
Their record album, Four Capital, is the most popular record album currently selling in the Bay Area and across the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sahara Tahoe proudly presents the stars of our show.
I don't have to tell you who they are, but I'm going to name them now.
Hold my beer.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk.
Can't see if Danny's looking at me in a judgmental way. And
I
don't like it at all.
I definitely was.
I have no idea.
No one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah.
Happy Halloween from Hold My Beer. You're listening to Hold My Fear 2024.
I'm your great. Hold My Fear?
Yeah, we changed it last year, remember? Obviously.
I don't remember. It was a fucking year ago.
I smoked a lot of weed.
Why the fuck would I remember a year ago?
I was dead last Halloween.
That's true. It was every year was Hold My Horror, and then it was like, well, Hold My Fear makes more sense because it rhymes.
Yeah.
But we've only had one of those. So this would be like Hold My Horror 9 or whatever the fuck.
Nah, I like Hold My Fear.
Yeah, Hold My Fear 2024. That way I don't have to number it, even though this is only 2. I'm your graveyard host, Danny Mullins. Crypt Keeper, Chris. There, I listened to an old episode. Reminiscing.
Tune.
Yeah. Nope.
No, it's a spooky ass bud. Terrible, terrifying.
Whatever you want, buddy.
Tune the Terrible? What the fuck was it?
What do you want?
What did I say last year?
I don't remember.
Could it be Tune the Tiny?
Yes.
Tiny Tunes.
Tiny Tune, there you go. And lastly, there's a spook ass bud himself. It's Yams.
I'm here.
I do feel kind of pissed off at you guys because you didn't tell me that it was a costume party. Chris, you dressed up as Tune. Tune, you dressed up as Chris.
What?
Yams dressed up as Yams from fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you've been acting a lot younger.
I look like two. I don't like this hoodie with these pants because I feel like I look like two army men. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm both sides of the war right now.
You're going to kick my ass. What
fucks with me?
You got military green and khaki.
Not to be outdone, though.
Yeah.
I figured I'd join the party.
Yeah.
I never wear my buttons up buttoned up.
Yeah.
Did you go change your shirt?
Is that the Bret Hart shirt? It is the Bret Hart shirt. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to buy it.
The best there ever will be.
Is that from Walmart?
It is.
I almost bought the Pennywise one today.
This is way cooler. I'm dressed as the shittiest professional wrestler. I hate Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Did you buy those glasses just for that shirt?
It came with the shirt. That's right. Package deal.
It was 25% off right now, right? What do you mean you can't
what?
See shit?
It wasn't yesterday when I bought it.
I think it's in the clearance section today.
Motherfucker, Bret Hart fucked me again.
I was saying the Pennywise.
All
shirt
the Halloween stuff is like 25-30% off, Danny.
I paid full price for this.
Are you sure?
Yesterday, yeah, it was $12. So okay, full price wasn't much.
I don't think that was full price.
I don't think,
yeah. When I looked at it, I think there were $25.
Yeah. Take your receipt and the shit back. Get your full money back because they'll give you the money on your receipt and then buy it at a cheaper price.
Well, I don't want it after today. I don't like Bret the Hitman
take it back and get
you can just return stuff on the app. I found that out today.
I don't have the app.
Well, I don't either. My wife does. Okay, so it's tradition. Every year when we replace the filters in our house, we buy at least 3 before we find the right size. And so this year we cut it down to 1.
Uh-huh.
Because our air filters are itty-bitty, and they're perfectly square. They're not rectangles. So they're a bitch to find. And like...
We got orders
already. I used to just always just buy whatever, and then I just fold them and bend them and shove them up in there. Like,
oh, that's great.
Who the fuck cares?
Me, I don't
know. Is it why I had to replace my furnace last year? Maybe. I don't fucking know. But, anyway, so yeah, Courtney just returned them on the app, and you just walk in and hand them to the desk. He was like, here's your shit back.
Huh. I'm going to tell Brooke that so she can return some of the baby shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat the $12. I feel like that's what Bret the Hitman Hart would do. And then you bitch about it for the next 2 decades.
Yeah, man, he's a heart.
You remember that time that Goldberg fucking kicked me in the head so hard he gave my grandchildren CTE?
Because I would rather eat $12 than cat shit omelets.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. I
took a stew.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk about my father that way.
What?
He's always so fucking serious, man.
Stew Hart.
Oh.
It was his dad or grandpa. I don't know.
Who
my brother died.
Talking about cat shit omelets?
Oh. Okay, so the Hart family home where the dungeon and shit is. Where
the dungeon, brother.
Where he would train all the wrestlers.
Stretch.
They're cat people, as in have too many goddamn cats.
I love them
house.
More than my own children.
And so, like, there's video of he's training someone, and Stu Hart is cooking breakfast for all the wrestlers. And while he's flipping it all, but there's a cat taking a shit on the kitchen counter right next to him. And, like, it's just, That's just part of wrestling canon now.
Punch a cat.
Yeah.
It adds flavor, eh?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you know their house is a fucking gross shithole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved my childhood.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't do a Bret Hart. I almost went to Macho Man. Mm-hmm.
That's the glasses.
It makes me unable to do it? It
makes you Macho Man.
Yeah.
But these are Bret Hart glasses.
They look Macho Man as fuck.
They're the wrong colors. You guys are dumb. Plus, he's had the teeth all around him, remember? If they had a Macho Man, I wouldn't be bitching about the $12.
You think a motherfucker only had one pair of glasses?
I think none of them look like this.
I think a lot of them look just like
that.
No,
and sometimes he said madness across the lenses, man. Yeah,
or Macho, or...
Slim Jim.
Probably once.
So one time it said Slime Jim. And then he listened. And that was sexual assault.
You slimed Jim?
Yeah.
All right. I figured... For Halloween, we do a mystery beer review, so nobody here at the table knows what it is except for me. I've poured it into styrofoam cups. So the Sweet Sue rating is kind of pointless moot. This week. It's moot.
It's kind of pointless every
I
week.
Do want everybody to take one sip, and then you'll describe what you think the can looks like, and then we'll take a second sip and do our regular review.
It's in a can.
It's in a can, normally.
Regular size can?
Yeah.
Not a tall boy?
Nope.
So Bad Dad's is out. No, they make regular size.
Mm-mm. No, they only make tall boys.
Okay, Bad
this is out. Some IPA bullshit.
Let me smell. Yeah, it smells like some IPA bullshit.
Is it an IPA?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I know what it is, but I'm not going to fucking tell you. Usually we cheers to something first, guys, but
sorry.
You told us to take a sip.
You did.
Oh, this is actually kind of nice.
Ooh. It's powerful, though.
What do you mean?
Tasty. It's got strong taste.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's what's hoppy. The percentage?
You tell me?
12.
Nah, it's low.
Okay, you real low. Well, nope, first, what's the can look like?
Oh, what's the can look like?
Yeah, what's the can look like going off that? Tell your buddy Brett.
Is this fall or Halloween themed?
No.
Okay, good. Because it doesn't taste like it.
No. I had some pumpkin in my hands summer. And I remember Yams doesn't like pumpkins.
I think this is a summer clearance beer that you found.
No, definitely full price.
Uh-huh. Just like your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with it is a silver can with a sticker.
Okay.
I was going to say sticker. It's definitely a sticker beer.
The sticker is a brown color with a sun on it.
I feel like these glasses give me the ultimate poker face.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you see my eyeballs at all?
No. A little bit. I can see your eyebrows.
That's not what I asked. But thanks, man.
No, it's all a very dark, muted, straight on, so I can't.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, one sip. We're just doing the can review, Yams. Put it down.
I've taken three.
Oh, never mind. Help yourself.
Yeah. Drink away.
I don't know if I want to.
It's good.
I think I like it.
Uh-uh.
This is a 6-pack of regular size cans. What design was on this can?
It gets better. You take bigger drinks, it gets better.
I'll tell you, I don't like it.
Your taste buds like crayons.
Thank you. I love
it. No way.
I think it's pretty decent.
They're not Corollas either.
You know this too.
I got that fucking Crave Arterware bullshit.
What do you think is on the can? What do you think the can design is?
A cat shitting on a fucking countertop next to an omelet.
I miss my father all of a sudden.
He gives it a... Solid stew beer.
It is definitely a sticker can, though. It's a silver can.
Okay.
Is it maroon with an animal on it?
It's not maroon. There's a mythical animal on it.
It's a fucking unicorn.
It's not a unicorn. Mm. It's also not a sticker.
Oh, that's surprising.
Really?
Mm. So?
Okay. Is it a dragon, then?
Okay. It is. A special type of dragon. It's pretty rock and roll.
Is this a fucking... Milk stout no, dragon no. bullshit.
No, that's no. just dark.
Okay, yeah. Making sure. I didn't they would never make something this version. Light.
Yeah. Right.
Thumbs, though, I'll give it a... Actually, the price point wasn't terrible. I think it was...
And you got a 6-pack.
Yeah, I did. And I think it was about $14.
I was going to say you overpaid no matter what.
No, I don't think so. This is at least a thumb and a half for me. I enjoyed this.
I am not.
But I've had stuff for this brewery I like before.
Is it like a Three Floyds or some shit?
It's Three Floyds.
It is.
It is.
All right, so far damn, I got Three Floyds and Dragon.
You're yeah, you're good. Fucking... Yams has got yeah. it. I mean, and it's a skeleton dragon, by the way.
Oh, okay.
We are enjoying...
What color is the can?
Turbo Reaper IPA. It's purple and
dude,
black.
Dude, this is fantastic for an IPA.
Three Floyds, I think, is the
so
only...
So what's the percentage? It's
seven?
High?
Seven.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
That's why I don't like it.
It's fucking good for all that.
Without warning, something's drawing on our... It's
like a concussion.
I committed to the bit.
TBI.
Goldberg's a whore.
I can't see if Danny's looking at me in a judgmental way. And
oh,
I
don't
like it at all.
Oh, I definitely was.
I have no idea.
Without warning, something's drowning.
Do you need dawning, me to read that for you or what?
As our latest West Coast style India Pale Ale awaits your defenseless thirst. As colossal hop aromas ride in harmony with tropical and citrus still notes.
All that's there.
You better run for cover. There is no other.
Yeah, no, you definitely get all the notes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You if you that? Take a big enough drink,
oh, I know. Time, that's it's good. I can taste it.
This is one of those, like, I kind of have it. I'm kind of glad I have extras. Like, I really like that. Yeah, that's good beer. You know what? For a fucking IPA, that's a two thumber.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm with you, dog.
Like, I like the flavors. It doesn't have that fucking tongue punch of gasoline that IPAs can have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that time Goldberg punched me in the head and ended my career.
With his foot.
What? I thought he was just wearing mittens.
It was a kick, right?
Okay. It's not the worst IPA I've ever had.
Oh, fuck no. We've had a triple IPA. That was way worse.
That was on me.
Yeah, it was. Don't skip tune, though. I know he's going to say zero, but like, let him
16th
say
of a thumb.
16th
damn,
of a thumb.
Damn, y'all are
so
crazy.
So me not and Chris got like, treated, you got tricked.
The citrus and shit. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not.
I mean.
One more sip, just make sure.
I'll give it a one because it is a decent IPA, but I still don't like it.
Hey, a one for an IPA from you is like a fucking 2.5 thumbs for any other beer.
I gave it a 16.
Like, we were talking about movies the other night, and I'm pretty sure James just hates horror movies and had no idea.
How'd you
I'm
find
pretty
out?
Sure I don't like them.
All of them. Hates all of them.
Hate it.
We were talking about Scream 6 and something else, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
No.
He's like,
concepts,
I watched
the Bird Box and fucking The Quiet Place are stupid. So I don't watch
them. I've never seen either of them. I don't know.
Exactly. See, you won't either. Fuck
no,
me.
I would. I just
fuck me and I hope the monster's deaf so I don't die and fucking a blind chick, you know, monsters don't eat me. I don't fucking watch
it. Are you sure he doesn't
it's
like
not blind or deaf? Not blind or deaf. This and the monster's not deaf either.
That's what I said. I hope for a deaf monster so I don't die.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pay attention if you're going to criticize me, just, motherfucker.
They're so
you
fast.
No.
Water and they can't get to you.
Get back in your wrong box and shut up.
In a certain
yeah, your taste bud don't fucking work.
The way you described it made it sound like you don't. It's not that you don't
you
like
said that.
No more. Shit, but you didn't believe a dentist.
I didn't believe you.
There was two of us.
I didn't talk to a dentist. Either one of you are dentists.
Two of us.
I didn't believe either one of you.
Your dentist is a dumbass.
Well, you got the one. One it's always 9 out of 10 dentists recommend. You
what
got
the fuck
the,
are you talking
you
about?
He tried to convince me like half of your taste, right? That yeah. half of your
and
taste comes from the top of your mouth. Come to find out, only maybe 10% of your taste buds are on the upper part and the back of your throat. So you don't lose 50% of flavor, like Ray said. You may 50. Lose a little
I'm
bit.
Still
you said
lose
fucking
taste
half.
Buds.
You said half. The word half came
sure.
out of your mouth.
Whatever.
You were wrong.
I'm not living
that's
in the
it.
Moment.
I don't. You brought it the fuck up in this moment
because you're talking about Bird Box. Stay over there with your blindfold eating ass. Watch A Quiet Place. It's a great
fuck
film.
You, I'm not doing it. Can't make me.
James can't watch a horror movie that a blindfold can save your life. A fucking bandana.
Wait, what are you saying?
Yeah, one in his pocket. He wears, he can literally just go, I'm safe.
Well,
see? Stupid. Dumb fucking concept.
It's just the way you said it, like, oh, if they're deaf or blind, it's amazing. Like, yeah, I love horror movies. I hate the disabled.
Fuck them too.
Whoa. Blind people are pretty
just
because cool.
you're fucking one doesn't mean anything.
Well,
you're skewed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So. All right.
I mean, ain't your sister-in-law deaf?
Yeah, I don't like
so
her.
So why are you fucking her?
Danny has a fetish.
My wife can't see me coming. That's the Bret Hart in me talking.
Yeah.
And
your sister-in-law can't hear you coming, so.
You could be so loud.
I could be. Who? She lived with your bouncy ball of an ex, remember? And they all yelled at her because she got railed once and like the whole neighborhood heard it.
I don't know the story.
You were
that's when they lived together at the Bricks.
Yeah.
I don't remember them living together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lived together when we had to go and deal with issues over there, and I almost beat up that dude and then like threatened to. Well, that's when I threatened her their cousin.
No. I almost got arrested for drop kicking a door.
I was there that day.
I wasn't even wearing Bret Hart glasses
the same
then.
Time?
No,
yeah.
No.
Was it? No, Danny wasn't there.
Yeah,
it was me, you,
there.
And Kelly.
Oh.
When we went over there.
Is this when they pissed on all of her stuff?
So nice.
No, this is when she was fucking around with that dude Josh, and we went over there
to
deal with
it.
I
was there
for
this. I don't
you were
Josh
because we told Josh to go get his fucking boys, and then he came back with nobody. And I'm like, look, you better go get fucking friends because you're about to get fucked up.
I don't.
Joke's on you. I don't have any. Now what?
You
oh,
guys
shit.
Are it.
I don't know.
What if you guys were my friends now? That'd be cool. No,
I don't live in the moment.
No, she had something to Chris's. Chris like opened the fucking door and they wouldn't. So I took a run and go down the hallway and drop kicked the door. It did not open.
They called
the fucking police. Like, did you drop kick the door? I was like, no. Like, there's a footprint on it. I was like, that could be from anybody. And that was good enough. There's a Chuck Taylor fucking footprint. I was wearing Chuck Taylor's. I drop kicked the fuck out of that door. But I think he got called there a lot and didn't want to deal with
it. Did it open?
No.
Huh. I see the hallway ain't that long at the bricks either.
I did crack. Yeah, I didn't have enough run and go.
Oh, but that's the problem.
It's like okay. Four strides to go from door to door.
That's not a lot. That's probably five strides for me, though.
Yeah.
You're quite a bit taller. Yeah, and then you have to have time to jump and pivot both feet.
Were you on the lower level or up?
I don't remember. I think it was up, right?
They lived in the upper, yeah. Upper right.
Fuck landing on that floor.
Oh, I was young and spry, dude. Didn't give a fuck. Now I woke up today because I slept wrong and my right shoulder's killing me. Yeah.
I got a bed you need.
I need the fucking weed ointment you have, I think.
My what?
Your weed ointment?
Wheat?
Weed. Marijuana.
Your THC.
CBD, THC.
Gotcha.
WWE, world champion. Bret Hart.
What do they call it? Fuck. Like the oils. Tincture.
Yeah. The excellence of execution. You know, I invented the Scorpion Deathlock and don't get credit for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. They're completely different, you fucking rube.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so glad he has such good music.
What about the Stinger Splash?
Oh, God, it's so bright! Fuck!
Can I see those?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're flimsy as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They don't fold in?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? They're sunglasses. How do you not know how fucking sunglasses work?
You
didn't fold them
when you took them off. Like, you thought it's the same thing, right? You thought they were like fucking shot glasses. Piece,
yeah.
Oh, it's, well.
Like some Star Trek shit.
Yeah, like, they don't fold.
Data's going to be my costume for next year. Oh, yeah.
These are, you just don't wear sunglasses. Because I could read whatever. These are hardly tinted.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see your eyes, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also in a dark corner, guys. Yeah, you guys seem to forget that. That's why you couldn't see my eyes and shit. You have a light shining right in your face. I can see your eyes.
I can see yours. Because I'm closer.
Oh, yeah. This would be cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. You could ski. You could professionally wrestle.
So much. Like, you want to go skiing this winter? I was like, fucking where? I used to go to Michigan. I was like, I want to snowboard. I don't want to ski.
Yeah.
You ever done it?
Nope.
You want to jump straight to snowboarding?
Yeah, I think snowboarding would be easier than skateboarding.
It is.
He has the hair for it.
I'm pretty sure it is easier. Or no, I could be wrong.
He's like, it absolutely
they say
is.
Skiing is easier than snowboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't skate, so I'm like, I can't
me neither.
Ski.
I can't skateboard.
Glue both your feet to a 2x4 and then try walking and tell me which one's easier.
Well, you don't,
downhill?
You don't snap both feet in. You keep one foot snapped out when you're trying to move. You're not trying to like fucking army man it like Toy Story to walk.
Over here.
Yeah, say, I've seen him do it.
Oh, no, you take one foot out.
When do I get the sunglasses back, though? Yeah, it's, he has the hair.
He looks like the anvil.
Oh, he was a rapist.
I don't know who that was, but, you know.
Part of the Heart Foundation?
Yeah.
Let me put these back on. Yeah. Let me tell you something, brother, champions. About the best tag team of all time. The Heart Attack will put your ass down for the 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I had to read that off a cue card. I can no longer count that high on the count of Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, and his mittens.
That was the hardest karate chop I've ever experienced in my life.
And now I'm smitten for kittens.
All right, man. I did prepare yet another haunted house for Toons. Haunted House Hootenanny. I'm pointing at you, Chris. You made a certain sound last year. How do you guys forget everything?
Everything.
Over the year.
100%. Why don't you prep us, Danny? We should have show notes or something. Or maybe like, I don't know, a way to communicate with one another.
Like a group chat.
Or just something. Be like, hey, I'm going to do a lot of callbacks. Why don't you listen to last year's episode?
Was it like a ahootenanny? Was it like that? Because I feel like that's some hee haw mini pearl shit.
Just,
I love that.
You yelled yee haw.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that, what was that last one? Ee hoo woo. He just lost the retina of his neck. What the fuck?
Yeah, you told me we did this last year. I don't remember last year.
I was dead last year.
Last year, I even sent a photo of the
I couldn't drink beer last year because of my liver.
Was that one?
Yeah,
that's
what we should have toasted, dude. You know, Chris is still alive for a whole nother year.
Y'all didn't give me time to toast. You started drinking.
Told us to drink.
I just told you when we started the review how I wanted you to do it. You take a drink and then describe the can to me. Yams is close. And then y'all start drinking.
I've almost like quit smoking 365 times now.
Yeah. Did you know that every day counts as him quitting again?
It does.
Every day.
It does. Because there's moments where I walk in the gas station, I'm like, I kind of want one.
Yeah.
Same way, like when I was in the boat with Sean, like he's just back to back firing. I'm like, man, I miss fishing and smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Like,
I feel like I'd enjoy having the use of both hands fully while I was fishing.
What?
I don't know. I don't fish a
lot. You're not that busy.
Yeah, no, you
hold on. We was busy the other day.
Yeah, I heard.
That's
I heard.
Disgusting.
I heard.
Actually, probably pretty hot. So you have to work your way through five different rooms to the end. It's not quite as involved as last year because I kind of forgot to until yesterday. I typed this all last night and then emailed it to myself so I could read it via my son's tablet.
When you were taking your wife out to a fancy drive-thru for her birthday.
I took her where she wanted to go.
Where'd she go?
She wanted fried pickles from fucking Texas Roadhouse and then just a burger and tater tots from Meijer. So I took her to both. We grabbed both. Came home and ate. That's what she wanted.
Stop at Blockbuster and get a movie? Or
we weren't reenacting our first date.
Dave's video.
Nice.
All right. Room one. You ready?
Yeah.
So it's like pick your own story or D&D or something.
It's a 50-50 choice. There are two choices.
So it's like Goosebumps.
So it's a pick your own story? Or... Okay.
No, it's not that involved either. There's just two choices, man. You got to make one.
Is it the Haunted Mask?
Like from Goosebumps?
Yeah.
No. Slightly more fucked up.
Monster Blood, then.
Room one. You ready?
Yeah.
On the far wall of this room, there are two holes. Above one says entry. Above the other, it says exit. A human member emerges from the ladder. To continue to the next room.
A human what?
Member.
Human member?
What's that mean?
A penis?
A penis.
He emerges from a ladder?
From the ladder. With a T, not a D. The second thing said in the chat.
From
the exit. Is that better?
This comes out of the exit.
Okay.
Hole.
Fuck's sake. To continue. Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, human member. Okay. To continue to the next room, Toon must make a choice. Will he thrust himself into the mystery of the entry or suck his way to freedom at the exit?
Mystery hole.
Well, yeah, you guys can discuss it as a group. You're just going to stick your dick in without thinking? Probably. That's why you have a
baby.
Well,
you know a penis is coming out the other one, so he's just sucking dick.
It could be a guillotine on the other side of the hole.
Who says my dick's big enough to go all the way through the wall?
Is it just Toon that's there?
Yeah. Maybe it's cold.
Or you can all be there, but...
It's all too thick.
Toon has to make the exit. It has to be his penis and or mouth.
What do you mean mouth?
If he sucks off the penis.
Oh, so that's literally the choice.
Yeah, you stick my dick in a hole or suck a dick.
Yeah.
We can't just grab hold of the penis, threaten to cut it off.
We can't just jerk it off real quick.
Maybe.
That's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'm just going to jerk off a dick and suck a dick.
You're right.
That's fair.
If that's a choice,
I can do that. I can do that clinically. I could block that out as a clinical exercise.
These are all, you do it every time you jerk off.
So I beat Jigsaw? Got it.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's either sucking your way to freedom via the exit or sticking your dick into the mystery of the entry.
No, I'm still going to go with the entry hole.
I don't think this is a good idea.
What?
Well, he's sticking, it's not my dick, it's his dick. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'll still love him.
In a weird turn of events, Dr. Phil has come across hard times and is now working the hole.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, this is okay God with you because him. He is way better at it than your prude of a wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one I actually came with an X.
By better, you mean actually willing to do so.
Yeah, Dr. Phil probably is more willing. They call me Dr. Will, suck your dick.
Yeah.
That's the only one I actually have an ending typed out for because I ran out of time. Room two. This room is littered with newspaper clippings. Unfortunately, they tell tale of the passing of world-famous rap superstar Violent J.
Aww.
A light kicks on across the room with two people underneath of them. The first person you recognize as sandwich enthusiast and inventor of the kids' meal, Jared Fogel.
The kids' meal.
The other is an unrecognizable face. Is the unrecognizable face of that guy from Lost Prophets. To continue this tour of terror, Toon must choose which of these pieces of human garbage will take up the mantle as one half of the Insane Clown Posse.
Who's the guy from Lost Prophets?
He bought a baby to try to have sex with.
But he didn't actually do it.
But he also...
So he hasn't tasted it yet.
Neither has Jared.
Yeah,
Jared
just bought his porn.
I think his was all just child porn. Not just child porn. You know what I'm saying. I need these sunglasses back on. But you also know the guy from Lost Prophets, voice of an angel. I doubt if Jared Fogel can sing unless they've made him do it in prison.
Unless Jared Fogel's American.
There's also that. I don't know why that matters.
It does.
I mean, he might have some good pipes. Like, never know. He could do the subway.
I never did see him chew a foot long.
I will talk about replacing Violent J, though. He didn't necessarily have good pipes.
Oh, I didn't
what
think of
that. What happens if you get there, and now he overshadows Shaggy too much, and they split up
Shaggy too much.
You know what his wife says. Yeah. Man, it's just...
You're being a little bit of a Shaggy too much right now. Yeah. Let's take 10% off the top. You're not going to discuss with your group?
I don't know. We did. Yeah.
Well, you know he bought a baby to have sex with?
Yeah, good.
So Jared Fogel and Shaggy Too Dope are now the Insane Clown Posse?
But I feel like...
Yeah, because, I mean, his name still starts with a J.
And they're, you know, he's about the same size.
I don't know, man. Jared looks hella fat right now.
Jared was fat at one point in time. Yeah. That's what many think.
Do you know how tall either of these guys are?
Not a fucking clue.
I said, I hope not. It'd be weird if you did.
Don't. Jared's tall.
Well,
Jared's like 6'4", 6'5".
Compared to his victims, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was pitchers.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it sucks as well. Jake can never afford a baby.
To raise or have sex. Sure, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Toon, you have absolute... Oh, this is room three. You're presented with absolute proof of the afterlife. Unfortunately, it was a somewhat grainy video of the ghost of Michael Jackson having his way with you while you sleep. To leave this room, you must tell us if you would post this video to prove once and for all to the entire world that ghosts are real, or destroy it, keeping the world ignorant of the two facts that ghosts are real and Michael Jackson had a bigger penis than you.
Michael Jackson was black.
Not when he's haunting Toon's asshole. Oh, yeah, this is late life. He doesn't even have a nose.
I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah,
I dropped the tape getting paid.
You're gonna parlay? Like, I figured there'd be discussion or anything. He's like, no, fuck it. I don't have shame.
This is all easy. Here's the goddamn video. You can have it. Like, get paid.
What do you think? Okay,
I was sleeping. He's a ghost. What am I gonna do?
But you also have to think, like, how would that video be shown on, like, television and stuff if you're getting railed by a ghost?
Hopefully on big screen.
I feel like I've seen his wiener in the autopsy pictures. I can't remember what it looked like.
Huh? I feel like if you've seen it, you'd remember it.
Is Michael Jackson's?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know. I looked up the autopsy pictures.
Never did that.
Because there was a thing where I would look up celebrity autopsy pictures. It was weird. I remember doing it in the backseat of... I was young enough. Dad was so nervous. I'll, like, see your grandparents and stuff. Like, south of Indy. And I'd be in the backseat just looking at fucking autopsy pictures.
On what?
My phone?
Whatever. Geofish.
Yeah.
You fuck?
Something. It was probably a screen this big. It's probably why I
don't... Your BlackBerry.
It's probably why I don't remember the...
Fucking Game Boy Advance just had Wi-Fi.
That's why you fucking kept borrowing my Game Boys. You're a sick man.
To look at dead dick.
Oh, no, that one's a woman. Scroll!
Not today.
All right, room four already, because you're just throwing your fucking balls at everything.
How many rooms is there?
Five.
Oh, okay.
If I'd known that they'd go this fast, I would have tried to...
Yeah, you probably should have done more.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it all on me? That's what I don't get.
Because it's Toon's Haunted House Hootenanny. You're still doing it wrong. This is both our Halloween episode, but it's also your birthday episode. So you have a game centered around you.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's right.
See, you could have toasted his birthday. We won't record again before it.
We didn't toast.
We'll record after it.
Toon's birthday.
Cheers.
I finished mine.
I got a Coke.
You're drinking his beer.
That's acceptable.
It's too far. I can't reach it. It's
16th
fine.
Of a thumb.
I heard. Oh, that's good sound effects, I guess.
Half flat.
Are you blowing bubbles?
No, I was just slurping.
First off, it's not Coke. It's fucking cola. Like, what were you expecting?
It's cola. Oh, it's cola. I thought it said cold.
Just cold. Yeah. Something way
Big
cold.
Big K cold.
Yeah.
See, like, I feel like this one should merit more thought than he's going to give it. You know?
Okay.
What? That was closer.
To what?
Your yeehaw.
Oh.
Room four.
Yep.
A stranger with a cell phone greets you in this room.
Nope.
A cell phone loaded with a pic of Toon's dick. And oh no, he's sending it via text. And you only have time to stop it from going to one of these recipients.
Okay.
To move on from this room, you have to choose who you're blocking the text from going to. It is either...
Don't block it. What? You've already put out the video. Everybody's already seen it. Yeah. No shame. Let it go to all of them.
You seem to get fucked by a ghost and a
cell phone. These are unrelated. Like... Okay, they're all hypotheticals. Fuck. Okay, so... You have to choose between the choice. Okay, so the choices are the cowboy boot loving Michael, or your dear sweet innocent mother.
Your mom's already seen your dick many a time.
Yeah, that's how shit. I feel about it.
See, well,
that's
going
straight to mom.
I've seen Michael's dick, so I mean,
yeah.
And also, your mom's is probably nicer.
Who said it has less wear and tear on it?
Yeah.
Let's say, like, your mother. Yeah, that's super embarrassing. I guess she's seen it before. However, that works.
What do you mean?
Dan, I think your mom's probably seen yours, too.
I feel like they look different.
I said, why is your mom seeing his now?
From infant to adulthood, dicks look different.
Maybe.
Like, at what age did your mom stop seeing your dick? That's the question.
25. You know what's awesome? Like, I guarantee you our dad never saw our dicks, because he wasn't going to change a fucking diaper, especially by the time I came around. Straight as an arrow, Bret Hart.
Right.
But with Michael, like, he gets hammered. He's going to show everybody. Right?
Yeah.
Like, check this out, dude.
Yeah, but since it's my mom, I at least know it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I'll send it to my mom.
She's like, Booyah, check this shit out.
Somebody just sent me a random dick pic.
And Booyah's like, oh, that's Ray's.
But what if you found out? Too. She like had some alone time with it before she found out it was yours.
Nah, that'd be too weird. That's like the switching of the girlfriend and mom shit. Yeah. Like who you fucking
whatever, dude. You
back.
Dove way deeper into that than you needed to.
Yeah, probably.
Say, and then, like with Michael, and this is another thing, like, who's Michael hang out with?
Children.
Right? Yeah. And if you show these buddies when he's drunk, next thing you know, you're a sex offender.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to my mom. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Definitely, yeah, not Michael. Yeah. No.
All right. You got one last.
Yeah, keep that booty hole tight.
Final choice for room 5.
That's why I didn't go to the first hole.
After no.
This, after this year, you're perhaps a free man. The final room, you are left. Oh, they let you in on the secret that. What?
They're going to tell us the secret that the science behind. Were?
What, motherfucker?
Are you going to tell us what the opposite choices were at the end of this?
Like I said, I only came out with an ending for one, but I can tell you the one. It's not Dr. Phil.
It's fantastic. Okay.
The final room, you are let in on the secret that the science behind cloning has been perfected, and that you are a possible candidate to father the first clone baby. The final
to father the first clone baby? That means cloning yourself?
No, just raise. You just raise it.
Who's it a clone of?
Would you let me fucking read?
All right, shit.
You can choose to raise... the baby, oh, the cloned baby of Adolf Hitler. Okay. Or.
That's not bad because nature nurture and stuff.
It's upset.
I would roll the dice.
Or you can shirk the responsibility entirely and let Fat Joey raise a cloned baby of Jesus.
Whoa.
Can you outdo more harm than Hitler's parents? And can we trust Joey?
No.
Joey with our Lord and kid. Savior.
Oh, no. When do we step in?
Hold on.
When do we need to take action? Because I feel like
probably an addition or subtraction. Like,
but I feel like it needs to be soon.
Not my monkey, not my circus.
Better point. Adolf Hitler raised as a juggalo. World peace.
So we're going, Joey.
Could be
Jugadolf.
Well, it'd be Adolf Horn.
Which
oh, his name nice. Has to be Adolf.
I guess you could change his name, but that kind of defeats the purpose. If you're like, hey, here's Ralph, and he looks like fucking Hitler, people are going to know.
What's that? What right? kind of world chooses them two people to clone? Jesus makes sense. Does but he why would you do complete black and white?
Does cloning Jesus, is it the same thing as the second coming? Are you bringing on Armageddon?
No, because it wouldn't actually be Jesus. It'd just be the
it's exactly
makeup.
Jesus.
No, it's not. It's just the genetic makeup. It wouldn't be the spirit. It's a trinity, motherfucker. It's just the body. It's not the spirit.
You go to church just to eat the body and drink the blood. It's the same body, same blood. Same body, same blood.
You said eat the body?
Yeah.
That's what the cracker is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the blood's the wine or grape juice.
Well, I knew the blood, but I didn't understand the cracker. I thought it was just supposed to be the bread that he made.
I don't think it's the important part.
I just know that some of these churches around here could definitely spend an extra dollar and buy like decent oyster crackers.
They better crackers.
And some of the shit they buy,
you're not supposed to buy it. You're supposed to make it. That's what our church did when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
No, they did.
Man, I've seen them dumped out the cheap bag of oyster crackers. They suck.
No, that shit was definitely homemade. It was like brittle. It was broken apart like brittle. No, I know a lot of them don't because I've cleaned up after a lot of them, but the church has grilled. Because all they did was fucking cook.
I've
made
them. I've ate them.
Yeah, they're not good.
What was the church the other day? They had Arbor Mist up on their thing. They rated it on actual Arbor Mist.
Fuck yeah, man. Like, give me grape juice instead.
Yeah. And then you got some of the churches that get the actual little wafers that are made for it, and those things are fucking god awful too.
Yeah.
Give me the oyster cracker.
Well, I think buy
the ones with
made,
at least a little bit of salt on them.
They're supposed to be made a certain way.
I know. A certain...
You know how James feels?
Apparently,
you know how James feels about horror movies? He feels the same way about religion, but egg somehow crackers. He still has an opinion.
Don't participate. Don't want to do it.
So, either way, unfortunately, these babies are going to be idolatized. Did I get that word right?
Idolized?
Fuck, is that easy?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Idolized.
Woohoo! Either way,
know what word he was trying to say?
Hey,
idolized.
I thought he was.
Sometimes you just gotta like say some shit and hope it sticks.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was going.
So unfortunately, either one of these kids are gonna be idolized. Like you're gonna have your fans of Hitler being like, "Hey, Nazi youth are back," and this time he's a youth too. That's
a juggalo
our Hitler.
Youth,
huh?
A juggalo youth.
Well,
possibly the one subculture more dangerous than the Nazis.
Yeah. See. And then you have people that are going to be like, oh, Jesus is reborn. We have to go worship him. And he's like, hello, my children. I was raised on a leash.
I wanted Joey to name his baby Jesus so bad.
Why?
Because it's Mary and Joseph.
I never put that together before. Like, holy shit.
They could have had a Jesus.
So they've never banged, right? Like, Immaculate Conception? Because, like, physically, I don't think they can. I'll stop.
Stop. Pictures. Like, in my head now. I'm just like,
no. Oh, no, I thought he said he's seen pictures. No, that's where I was going with that. No. Like,
hey, man, I guess if you got them, send them when you get home.
Yeah. You ever heard the term morbid curiosity? Yeah. It's just the height difference. Like, I don't
think morbid obesity, Danny. We can't do this. Stop it. Fuck!
I don't think right. Don't throw my
I
shit.
I just threw the one thing I enjoyed.
Yeah, the straight razor. Fuck. You know, originally the question was more, that was my original question. And he was like, you should make it so, like, either Ray has to raise baby Hitler.
I told you not to make it that.
I didn't.
No, I told
you. No, you told me, motherfucker. He's like, he has to choose Joey to raise Blaine.
You chose the wrong part.
No, did I?
Yes.
No, because you said it'd be too personal if I used Blaine.
No, that's not what I meant.
This is what you said?
No, Blaine we could joke about. Joey would be, it goes too far. I would have, you flip flopped the wrong thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Joey was supposed to raise like
no.
Baby
I would have had Joey in the question.
Oh.
Or I had to raise baby Jesus.
No, Hitler was going to raise baby Blaine.
No, what?
Or you raise baby Hitler? That's what I'm getting out of it.
He's gonna be rich as fuck.
Who?
Blaine,
man.
Yeah, lots of artwork.
Like gold and shit.
I don't think you got to keep any of it.
Oh, Argentina's rich as fuck because of it.
Yeah, but I mean, present day USA gets none of those benefits. I'm assuming you'd raise it here, or would you move abroad?
Well, no, that's not true.
I'm German descent.
Project Paperclip.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't forget, we took all of Germany's gold, too.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, apparently Argentina still has some. Oh, no, if you would have decided to stick your dick... if you would have sucked the dick, it would have been a wormhole that led to your own flight, and it turns out you're sucking your own dick. Huh. Now I was going to ask you if it felt more like getting your dick sucked or more like sucking dick.
What a question.
That is a question.
Yeah.
What do you think? Sucking your own dick. Does it feel more like sucking dick or get your dick sucked?
It's going to feel just like sucking dick.
Right? Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. Like,
it's going to over... Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be like, oh, this is nice.
You're like,
man,
dick I don't remember now. Sweating that.
I really need to drink more water.
I should have eaten some pineapple. Which seems like it would just make it take longer.
What?
To come? If you're sucking your own dick?
If it feels like you're sucking dick. And
it's gotta feel like you're sucking dick.
Yeah, well, you are. At the end of the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough question. So what are you going with?
Man, I'll probably just take baby Hitler.
I think I would take baby Hitler.
Yeah. Baby Hitler.
Just turn him into a good guy Hitler.
That is like, nature versus...
a real good guy doll.
Yeah. It's like when Superman lands in Russia in the comics. Like he's a communist then. But like if Hitler's raised with Toon, he's just gonna love weed.
Yeah,
keep him high. He's cool.
Do you think
just
he
keep
could...
him off all the other shit?
Well, he was high as fuck.
Well, that's why I said keep him off all the other shit. Just hey, bro, we need his weed. Check it out.
You gotta keep him sober.
Can we replace
just
his art class with
his love
gym?
Of animals and shitty artwork, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't let him become a vegan though.
Who Blaine?
What?
Maybe
anybody.
Hitler. Anybody. No, anybody.
Anybody.
Just fucking anybody.
Yeah, like,
let's just blanket that statement with everybody.
Yeah, that's fair. But there's that nature versus nurture. Like, eventually, like, you think you're doing well. It's his 16th birthday, and he shows up at the fucking Hitler stash? He'll turn. You never know, man. I don't know who he'd target. It'd probably still be the Jewish people.
I wonder how mad Max would be if I just went into his room and he was asleep and gave my Hitler stash.
I don't get it.
Do it.
As long as you don't let him look into the mirrors before he goes to school.
Neat.
What if he's just like, hey, Dad, why did you shave my mustache like Michael Jordan?
Man. I forgot he'd done that shit.
Uh-huh. He tried to bring it back and he couldn't.
Michael Jordan had a good day today.
Do you think he could raise such a good Hitler that like he could bring back the Hitler mustache and it's a positive thing? No. You don't have that much faith in your ability?
No, not that. Like, that's just an ugly look.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough.
Like, why? Why just your divot?
It was probably all the meth.
I think he had it before the meth.
Perhaps. I don't know. I just don't know how like the Juggalos are going to play a role in this.
What do you mean?
Well, you kept on bringing up the Juggalo thing, but you don't do a whole lot of Juggalo shit anymore. You're all growed up.
Me?
Really? Yeah. I mean, you go to concerts every once in a while. Beyond that, what?
He's got 3 in like 4 days coming up.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
Personally.
30th, the 1st, 7th? 6th.
7th. I hope it's the 7th. That's the day I took off.
You take off Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday.
Fuck, man. I just pictured fucking Tomb showing up to this fucking gathering of the Juggalos with a papoose on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cute baby. Yeah, it's Hitler. But good this time.
We're like, oh, such a cute name.
Wouldn't be the first Hitler they've seen at a Tomb gathering. No. You know, there's some other fucked up Juggalo with, you know, how against the rebel flag they are. They still have a kid named Hitler.
Yes.
Or Adolf or something fucking ridiculous. Yeah, but if you're...
Because they pick and choose.
If you're Adolf and or Hitler and you go to the gathering, don't you just, like, tell people your cool Juggalo nickname?
Which is what, Danny?
Hitty the Clown.
Did you share
Adolf
the find that you found with Danny?
The find I found with Danny. I don't know if I know what you're talking about there, Jace.
Did Shane his cousin?
No.
You didn't?
Wait, yes. Yes.
What?
The boy with the son named Lucifer?
Oh, yeah. Well back. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is like Friday at work.
Well back.
Long time guess.
Hey, see the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a black dude?
He's white as fuck. Yeah.
Oh, that's his kid?
Yeah.
Named Lucifer?
Yeah.
This motherfucker with plays with lighting.
What'd you say?
Luxifer?
Yeah, I think it's Lucifer with an X, isn't it?
I think so.
That's Luxifer. That's different.
That's yeah, like, but I think they pronounce it Lucifer.
That's luxurious Lucifer. Totally better.
Damn, that's wordplay, son.
Mm-hmm. They,
see, so instead of marching around now. Going, how Hitler, just like, woo-hoo.
See?
He's in that sense of family, you know?
This he's motherfucker, me and Chris are pretty sure that he plays with lighting so much in his photography.
I showed
to make himself look as black as possible.
Oh, yeah, no, he showed me. That's why I said a black guy.
How much time does that take?
I don't feel like he's that much. I think he just hid behind a cloud.
I don't think he's that smart.
He just stood in a shadow in a dark spot anyways. And
you think there's any editing?
Probably not.
That might be a filter or two.
I think he might have photoshopped the do-rag on.
Because he could never tie one.
Or wear a Ford one. He's too much smoking that weed. It's caused too much.
Yeah, it's not that
I don't know, man. Fucking, really not that bad. I feel like it's Luxifer.
Unless you live in Illinois. Why, that should be illegally there.
Here they got it hard.
Sure, man. They have legal weed. They have it so hard.
Yeah, their taxes make this shit basically illegal prices.
Well, we don't have a period, though. Which
makes it cheap as fuck.
What?
No taxes. So we can get it undercut. You know, you got to pay the government.
I'm saying, if you have to choose between Indiana not having it at all or having it with higher taxes, which would you prefer?
I think everybody that has legal weed wishes it was illegal.
Why?
There's a lot of people that bitch about it. Yeah, that they
because the quality and the tax and stuff. It's you're better off buying it illegally.
Which I mean, it doesn't matter anyways. Because I mean, the weed you were buying illegally comes from somebody getting it from a dispensary somewhere else.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah, I don't think they're all pre-packaging it and shit.
Well, you can buy that shit on like the internet.
Well, they're not gonna take the time to do it.
There's a guy in town that sells it. He's got his own packaging, own stickers. He goes up north, buys it, comes back, repackages the shit himself. Yeah.
That's double illegal.
How do you think they get all that shit at the gathering? All that shit they sell? Like, Voluntary Special, that Airhead shit. It's just
Brandon's
fucking repackaged
important.
Shit they have, bags they have made.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
You're taking the,
or Twisted in with those
or is their shit
and
growing
shit.
Their
the
own,
yeah.
You know what I mean, on that case, yeah.
That's disappointing. I expect more from Voluntary.
We don't know. We threw, last week we broke up a homeless encampment at work. This week I threw away an entire drug dealing operation.
Yep.
Nice. They,
outside well, trash. Fucking bandit, you know?
Yeah. I was like, trash can at a bank in town. And I look, I was like, that's weird. There's a fucking whole ass backpack in here with nothing on top of it. I pick it up and it had rained a little bit, so it was wet. And it smelled funny. So I opened it up. The first thing I pull out is a whole unopened carton of fucking Marlboro Reds. I'm like, okay, someone robbed a gas station.
Yeah, no shit.
And then I started digging through. There was two unopened carts. An industrial sized grinder. I was like a soup bowl.
You can keep those?
No, I threw it all away. Mm. Yeah.
I can throw it up with cigarettes, bro. Fuck. This shit's expensive.
I threw them away. I wouldn't have trusted them. I don't know.
I would have.
But there was the dab containers. Yeah. Where they were making dabs and stuff. I used dab containers. A fucking digital scale.
Not
I don't know. There was some weed and shit. I don't know. I didn't even like going through it in case I didn't know what else was in there.
Right.
Because they also had, there was like four or five different, prescription nasal sprays.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which, I'm sure, some type of meth or something.
Dude just ripped ass. This tune, he's laughing too. All right, cool.
I heard nothing.
There's no way the mics didn't pick it up, so I was just asking because I'm going
to
leave it in.
Yeah, me, man. The B-dubs, Wings, etc. just made me hella gassy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I said the carts were still sealed, and like the Ziploc thing hadn't even been torn open.
He just didn't work?
Yeah, I threw my head.
You know a guy is out.
I didn't know you were out.
Like, out of bud.
Uh-oh. You just smoked some.
It's roaches.
Okay. My bad.
That shit don't count. Like, it really doesn't. Those are leftovers. That's not like saying, oh, yeah, I got dinner. No, you got leftovers.
I didn't know if the carts were gas station. It's so hard to tell.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just know if I eat enough leftovers, that counts as a meal. So. No? Okay.
It depends on the leftovers.
That's for what I'm
asking. Is it pizza?
Is it a roach? You know?
Like, what?
Weed's weed.
No, weed's not weed.
Yeah, but pre-smoked weed is, it tastes worse than not pre-smoked weed.
Just like leftovers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes leftovers are better.
Like Pizza Hut.
What about roaches?
Just pizza in general.
I mean, they can be, because then you're just mixing a shit ton of different strains together, so it makes it stronger.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count?
Not as dinner.
It's an appetizer.
I'm not living in the moment.
So like how I still smoke my pen every night, but if you ask me if I smoked weed, it's been like a month and a half since I smoked weed.
Hell yeah. I do have one more wrestling thing to bring up before we go home. Disco Inferno, man, he's running wild on Twitter.
Okay.
Nobody knows how to work anymore. They would rather kill each other to get Dave Meltzer to put their match over.
Oh, so this is an AEW thing.
That is a problem that needs to be put front and center. You are going to keep getting hurt. Okay, that's it, actually. You're just going to keep... I have the Bret Hart glasses back on because it's talking about wrestling, but that's actually the end of it.
Right.
So somebody responded.
Who's that somebody?
Kevin Nash.
Not quite.
No, it wouldn't be Kevin Nash.
Stop. You know nothing. You have drawn $0. No fan has ever left a show thinking about you.
Oh.
You were lucky to be a juiced-up double lifter over with the boys type in an era where you hid in plain sight, coasting on others' success. Couldn't hang then. Can't get booked now. It's fucking harsh, man. Who do you think that was?
Buff Bagwell.
That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be like that's the pot calling the kettle black, man. Yeah. No, fucking Cody Rhodes.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest names in professional wrestling right now?
So he's still got AEW's back and shit, huh?
Well, at least when it comes to, also this is from 2018.
Man, I feel like Myers should, 2013?
18.
Oh.
Yeah, only 6 years old.
Some solid report.
Little stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, Danny.
Came up with the whole game.
He does, you know, he doesn't read shit before he reads it here. It's all live.
Damn.
It's live, pal.
Yeah. So did you see through Bob Bagwell that he was talking about how he went bankrupt and everything after WWE bought out WCW because he was only bringing home $6,000 a week or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's what you told me.
Yeah. He couldn't live on $6,000 a week.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, what?
Man.
I think it might have been less than that.
To have his problems.
It equaled out to $175K a year. So whatever that math is.
But when you go out and buy a mansion and shit, because you're the next big thing.
That's like $3,500.
Yeah. Okay, so that was $3,500.
Who the fuck is Henry O.
Godwin?
Yeah.
He's a wrestler?
Well, I know he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I see that now. Yeah. Well, I was, because you were talking about wrestlers or whatever, and I knew I'd seen some shit on Kevin Nash the other day. Like, did some die or something?
Oh, yeah.
Not recently.
It hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. And then, but yeah, Henry O. Godwin said something on it. I was like, who the fuck is he?
Old school, man.
I said, okay.
Is it illegal to eat shit in public?
It should be.
Or
just eat it in general.
That's not healthy.
Like, I literally mean it. If someone has shit in a container and eats it with a spoon, is that legal? Supposing some guy found him eating it in public, is he allowed to report him? And if he does, will the person get detained?
I mean, is he, like, homeless and, like, crazy?
I mean, it's
the guy that posted this question. He got snitched on. He wants to know if he's in legal trouble, would be my guess.
Technically, I don't think so, but they might take him for a psych eval because that's not normal behavior.
It's a fetish.
Yeah, that's gross.
No, you're right. It's
fucking
gross,
nasty.
But...
No, they're leftovers, so it's like I didn't eat.
Heavy snack.
Like he says it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in the moment, man.
Yeah.
A jilted husband who bashed his brother with a shovel after he discovered him having sex with his wife is in the back of a... with his wife in the back of a car has been sentenced to time behind bars.
Yeah, usually if you assault somebody, that happens.
Yeah, but, you know, get out of my wife.
There's very few places you can go by with that shit.
That's not self-defense. And it wasn't Mutual Combat.
That's not the end of the story.
Okay.
What?
The Bernie Supreme Court heard David McCullough became suspicious when he couldn't get in contact with his wife of 6 years, who he shares 4 children with, earlier this year on March 28th. Later that day, the 41-year-old Davenport man found his wife and his brother having sex in the back of a parked car while his mother was in the driver's seat.
Was she, like, toweling off from the last round?
Or? I don't know, but how fucking gross is that?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I think he probably, with that information there, that means he probably has a fucked up childhood. Yes. If mom's willing to sit there and let that happen,
yeah,
that he might be able to get some kind of like leniency for like dysfunctional youth of some kind. Yeah, you know, shit's gonna fuck his head up. So,
is this British?
No.
Where was it at?
Davenport?
Iowa.
USA. You, no? Whatever, man.
Hey, I got a random thing real fast.
Fantastic.
Goldfish is changing its name.
But I just bought some.
The crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let me take a shot in the dark, what it's going to be called.
They're not changing their fucking name.
This is for a week, and it's only being sold online for 1 week.
Okay, so this is like a stunt.
Yeah, it's right. to reach out more to the adults. Attract adults and reestablish its relevance amid a broader decline in snacking following a pandemic peak.
I just bought a whole big carton of it for $8.99 at Meijer today.
They're changing.
Are they going to do titties?
Huh?
Are they going to do titties?
I'm doing something stupid like swordfish.
Chilean sea bass.
That's right. It's just a different kind of fucking fish, man. That is so lame. And
they didn't change the flavor. Same exact fucking fish.
That is so
still
stupid.
The snack that smiles back.
I hate it.
I'm not a goldfish person.
Why?
I don't like them.
Not a fan either, so.
Yeah. However, those fucking round pretzel balls you had on your counter, got 2 bags at my house now.
I don't know where the fuck they
fucking
came from.
They got Walmart has them.
You already found them.
Fuck yeah. I bought them in the headset last night.
They're not bad. They're pretty good for pretzels. I don't care for a pretzel personally. Yeah. They're pretty good for pretzels. I still prefer dots just because they have more flavor.
Hmm.
But like, if they would come out with, like you guys talking about, like a honey mustard flavor.
Oh yeah.
Those things would be fucking awesome.
Oh yeah. So they only have butter and sea salt is all I've seen.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of plain pretzel.
Yeah. Those are good, though. They're so good.
Those ones aren't very good.
They're so soft, Danny.
Fascinating.
It's like a hard, soft pretzel. Like a soft pretzel in a bag.
Recording.
Round.
Yes.
You ever seen a round pretzel?
Yeah.
Like a ball?
Yeah, like the dots.
The dots are sticks.
Oh, Snyder's makes a round one. Snyder's makes balls.
These are Snyder's.
Yeah, he's
one. Yeah, I've seen them.
They're like super airy and soft.
I don't think I bought them.
Buy them.
Okay.
Buy the butter.
Flavored ones. Pretty good.
Best balls you've ever had in your mouth, son.
Double. I have found an AI-generated yearbook to take us home.
Uh-huh. Of what?
Children.
From when?
The same?
It's AI. What the fuck do you mean?
I don't understand.
It's like, hey, ChatGPT, generate me a modern yearbook.
So a 2024 yearbook.
Sure. I don't know why you think the year matters.
Because it's a goddamn yearbook. That's the only thing that matters. It's the location
of the
year.
It is in the name.
Yeah.
No, it's in the names that it chose, mainly. So the first two are Aiden.
Uh-huh. Are these seniors?
Dude, is this a fucking page, man? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Listen to the fucking names, man.
I don't understand.
Let's glom on to all the details that don't matter. So you got Aiden, then Braden, then Buddhas.
Uh-huh.
Botus.
How many Novas?
None.
Original.
Think.
It's alphabetical.
I like that.
And shit's still on
then
seats.
You have Bortz, and they did give Bortz a Hitler stash. He's the chubby kid up top with a Hitler stash. That's Bortz.
Oh, man. Oh,
poor Bortz.
Yep. Yeah,
Brooke knows kids named Bortz.
Motherfucker neck look like a can of biscuits.
Yep, and then the next kid is Bortz.
What?
Oh, yeah. Then you got, those are, God. Bunim?
We have to stop AI, right?
It's stopping itself, I think, with the name like Chunus. George?
Yeah.
Jort? Humbie?
Humbie's not bad.
Clarcer is the first female.
It's like Humvee, but cool.
What is the first female? Cletus? What'd you say?
Clarcer.
Clarcer.
Clarcer? Champ?
It just took the eye out of Clarissa.
Poor Hummers has a mohawk.
Yeah.
Next to Hammond? Hobim? Fooley? Furtus? Furtus is also a female, in case you're curious.
Furtus.
Broop?
Oh, Furtus.
Fuck.
Hogby, also a female.
Wait, what does Furtus look like? Because I picture red hair freckles.
It's a redhead.
Yeah, I was close.
You were close. Dang. Yeah, Broop, Hogby, Shimp, as in
the three stooges. Yeah.
Phoebe and Phoebe. Phoebe is a female with, I think, one eye.
Oh.
That's Phoebe there at the end. But yeah, no, but maybe you were original by looking at a car once and be like, I like that name.
I've looked at many cars, thank you.
Right.
All
right.
And I've owned a Nova. I've owned, well, shit, three.
If he's going to have a son, it's going to be Dakota, so.
I was hoping it was going to be S10.
I don't think that was my plan. I think that was another female's plan at one time.
Did I ever get S10?
No. That would be fucking awesome. it'd be Sonoma. Okay, I'm not a monster.
Sonoma?
That's a GMC S10. Or S15.
Right, but that's a terrible name for a kid.
Sonoma?
Sonoma?
What are you talking about?
The kid has to learn how to spell it and shit, man.
Have you ever watched the OG Street Outlaws? Sonoma was badass.
How long did it take Nova to learn how to write her name? At what age?
Oh, that one was yesterday.
I'm just saying. Tack on how many more letters? And, oh, man, what a nightmare.
It's fun. It's not hard to spell.
What was it again?
Sonoma.
Sonoma. That's a lot, man.
No, it's really not.
Shut up, Ray.
On.
Yeah. Sonoma's awesome.
I had a long name too, Daniel.
No, it would have been Lincoln.
Still can't spell Michael, but he's going to give a kid Sonoma. Right, Michelle. It's you A-D-L. Piece of shit.
Okay. Hey, there's times where I look up Blaine's middle name. Like, how the fuck did I spell this?
It's a rough one.
Malachi?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does it end with an I or a Y?
I.
Okay.
I think I fucked up, and I remember having the conversation now that was pointed out to me, but I made sure Nova's middle name was spelled like the pants. And not like Gene Winfield or the funny Gene.
Wilder?
Or Gene Simmons.
J-E-A-N?
Yeah, that's like the pants.
You meant to?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, why not?
Car Pants Mullet.
I mean...
That's my girl!
Yeah. Brooke knows a kid, his middle name is Tortellini.
What?
Yeah, they call him Mort and Tort.
What?
Brothers, there's Mort and Tort.
Mort
the first
one is
Mordecai.
Yeah.
And it's Tortellini now.
Yeah. And the second kid, his middle name is Tortellini.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet a Bort. Oh, wait. Never mind.
His mom doesn't know that one.
It would appear not. Huh. I can't. I can't even talk shit because I was like, Spider-Man's real name is Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And then you just curse him with my same middle name that I can barely spell.
Oh, I thought you just gave him Peter Parker Mullins.
You thought my son's first name was Peter?
It's
No, I know what his name
that
is.
That would have been awesome.
No, it wouldn't have.
No, PPM.
And the middle name should have been Piper. Peter Piper Bergmans. That would have been fucking tight.
Would it have been?
Yeah, dude, he would have been a rapper.
No.
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 He said no.
No. It worked for Run DMC.
Right.
What do you have on your face? Oh, it's an ash.
Yep. Yep.
It's going down. Okay.
Oops.
Dang. You
tumbled down your beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot the D.
Yeah. Did you seriously think my son's first name was Peter?
Man, we just called him Parker. I just thought about it. I was like, yeah, it's not Peter, but like.
No, it's just Parker, man. His name's Parker.
What's his middle name?
Lawrence.
Just hi, Danny.
Yeah, we have the same. I cursed him with my same middle name, man.
Good job.
I did the same thing to Trace.
And hairline.
Do you think ever. Oh, yeah.
So, but, like, fucked.
The way you said yours just makes it like. Right. But. Like, skibbity-doo, yeah, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe our parents fucked us all, too. I don't know.
Every kid ever, Danny.
I thought mine was fairly normal.
Which, what, like, your kids' names? They're all spelled all fucked
mine.
Up.
You said all parents.
Oh.
Chris said, yeah, our parents fucked it. I said mine was fairly normal. So.
I don't think I knew your middle name.
David.
David, yeah.
Yeah, it's
very basic. Chase's middle name is David.
Oh, when he does it, it's fine. But if I give my kid my nickname, I'm stupid.
Nickname or middle name?
Middle name. No, no, dude,
I ain't everybody... never called Parker,
Tum-tum
bitch.
Mullins, get in here.
Tum-tum, yeah, there you go. No, everybody knows my son's nickname is Peter.
My grandfather's name was David. My uncle's name is David. My middle name was David. Chase's middle name is David. It's been a name that's been passed down.
Man, like...
I mean, it's super basic, but it's still been passed down.
Three of my grandpas are Raymonds, and I had a cousin named Raymond.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
All in the same family. Same side.
This is my grandpa Raymond. This is my uncle Raymond. I'm Raymond. This is my nephew Raymond.
It's my grandpa awesome. Raymond.
It's like Bob Newhart.
It is. Yeah.
But, just with the Darryls.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't get why people name their kids after them. I would hate to be in the house and just hear Raymond, and it's the wrong Raymond.
Like, well, you call him Junior.
I don't know.
Or
like,
something.
I don't know.
What up, Junior? What up, JR?
Have two Christophers in the house.
Well, I would never answer Christopher.
Well, Chris, Christopher, whichever.
I would never call my kid Chris. Be Christopher.
And he'd never respond to you.
Yeah.
My dad's such an asshole.
I don't know how to spell it, so I'm not responding.
No, he's
going
Christopher, and he's only allowed to wear sweaters. I swear to God.
You will be the anti-me.
There's a reason God gave me a girl. I would have not have been kind to a boy.
That was Josh's curse. He always had to wear sweaters.
Josh is great.
And who was the last man Josh played catch with?
I don't know.
Brad.
B-Rad, not his fucking dad.
He's like, hey, man, not for nothing, but the last catch I had.
He said, "Let's be Brad."
Which we're about at the end of our Halloween episode. Is he popping in or?
No, if you ever look back at Josh's yearbook photos, always in a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Always has sweaters.
Why?
I feel like he still gets them for Christmas.
Just hiding bruises or what?
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me, honestly.
I mean, when they broke his fucking jaw, they probably should have taken him from the house, but they didn't.
No, they just bought him a turtleneck and made him pull it up extra high.
No, they just like choked to death a couple times.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, in all things considered, he turned out pretty well, too. I think. Anywho. Who's in charge of spelling your daughter's names? It wasn't you, was it?
No.
Thank God.
I didn't pick those. Oh, well, McKenzie's. I did do McKenzie's.
I'm not making fun of the names. It's the spelling specifically. It's like, give me 8 chances to get Haley right, and I'll probably still get them all wrong.
But I feel like there's so many different ways you can spell Haley.
Yeah.
But I work with a chick. Her name is Hallie, but that shit is spelled out like Haley. I'm like, no, your name is fucking Haley, not Hallie. Yeah.
It's the lay at the end, the L-E-I-G-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Or, you know, just the E-Y. Haley.
That's simple.
Middle name would have been Joe, by the way. Sonoma Joe.
That sounds like a wrestler.
It's fucking dope, right?
It's because it's Samoa Joe!
It's Samoa Joe.
Never
heard of
him. Who? Never heard of him.
I like to call him Samosa Joseph. It's a fun nickname.
I heard he's pretty good in Twisted Metal.
Don't know. Didn't make it very far.
Once you get past it, it is a hard watch.
That first episode is fucking rough, man. I watched two horror movies last night. I watched Sorry for the Demons and what was I watching when you called? Let the Wrong One In.
Was that good?
Let the Wrong One In is really good until the ending where they go too cheesy and happy at the end.
Yeah.
And they have such...
Better or worse than Deathgasm.
Nothing's quite as good as Deathgasm.
Review of Deathgasm.
He fucking hated it and gave me double birds at work.
He told me.
I loved it.
The first time I know walking to work, like, hey, fuck you! And he's like, oh God, what did you watch?
Have you guys watched Vampirifica yet?
No.
Got to.
You bought it on DVD, but we haven't watched it yet.
I'll have to find it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's streaming on anything. That's a gay vampire movie, right?
Yeah, it's a gay vampire movie.
Hey, man, one closing family video's loss is our gain, man. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It needs to be a group
effort. I mean, you got to realize that what you're going into.
I'll just talk to my
We didn't
brother.
Know what we were going into.
Yeah.
Because back when we watched it, it was just a movie coming on TV. It didn't have a synopsis to let you know this is a gay vampire movie.
You know, if you
so
find
we
it,
were surprised by the gay vampire movie.
Got you.
If you find it, let me watch it, and I'll do a breakdown for it for Toon, because he's never seen it.
Okay.
Hell yeah, we'll do that on the show.
Yeah.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. AMF Danny Mons.
Chris Mons.
I'm Toon.
I'm Ames.
We'll hold your beer.
Oh, yeah, man, look at that. We did it. Another Sweet. Year. Another great spooky episode.
Man, I'm still shaking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all those tough decisions dude had to make.
Yeah.
Really took his time, thought about it.
I know. Like, I'm not sucking no dick.
It was your own dick in the end.
Still, it's so weird.
That's a little weird. I mean, Ron Jeremy made a fucking career.
I feel like that's when I would be the most self-conscious about my dick. So I was like, oh, I'm not
gagging. I have a gag once.
I'd be self-conscious about my weight. But like, my belly's in the way. Like, I can't get this.
Why can I hear the ocean in my belly button?
Oh. I got really dizzy when I came up.
That's gross. I want to stick with my two on the beer. I actually really, for an IPA, it was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, man. They knocked it out of the park with that shit.
I think so, too.
Two thumbs.
Yeah, 16th of a thumb still. Wasn't a fan. Very not little. My taste buds.
Nope.
Sweet Sue's, 3 thumbs. Beer itself, just one.
I never did show you guys the can, huh?
Nope.
It's got like bone dragon on it.
Yeah.
I think. Bone dragon.
Made for. Yeah. I don't know. Tay didn't describe well enough.
I let you describe it. You did pretty good.
So 4.
4? Okay, there we go. Hell yeah.
Bone dragon.
I have a bone dragon on my wall.
I thought you were saying your parents. I was going to laugh.
I remember waiting on it.
Yep. I got a bone dragon in my pants. It's going
to be like, I remember being a teenager, just locked in my room, bone dragon away.
Bone dragon away. I had a whole corner from bone dragon. You know what I'm saying?